Ralph Garman's favorite song, isn't it?
Oh, he loves it.
He loves everything about that song, as I remember.
Let's talk about Gimme Five.
live version. You bastard. You bastard. And I just fall right into it. I just said, hey, let's talk about it later.
He said specifically, let's not talk about it now.
And so immediately.
I have to lead with it.
Well, you could just I'll give you my pen and bank routing number right now. No worries.
Live versions of songs are the best.
Yeah.
They're better than the studio
sometimes,
for some songs.
Sometimes they are awful because, you know, when you're actually at the place and listening, you know, and you're totally in the groove.
Yes.
Then the 4-minute drum solo as they conclude the song is okay.
Right.
But recorded is awful.
Yeah, correct.
So we're looking for the really good ones that are live.
People Are Dumb on the show today.
What? That can't be right.
Porn Was Happening Around You.
I have a good story about that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I really do.
Excellent. The Mexican Marathon. Have you seen that story?
No.
Like 1 in 3 people was disqualified for cheating. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Wow. Okay.
One American dollar.
Yeah.
And speaking of money, the name game.
Oh, yeah. And that is up to, I think you have the figure there.
$5,800.
Wow.
Give you a shot to win that before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
See, now there's a perfect example of what we want for Gimme 5 today. Songs that are a little better in live settings than in the studio. Everybody knows that live version of Nirvana. And then we got another little surprise.
We do. Michael Snyder.
Yeah.
Is going to be here talking TV, talking strike.
Brought a mic.
Talking all that stuff.
Very excited about that in just moments. But first,
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Hey, hey. Are you going to give me a dollar today, man?
I hope not.
Am I going to get a buck out of this deal?
I am trying to not make it easy for you. This is the 10 happiest states in the U.S.
The 10 happiest state. What's that based on?
This is from insider.com. States were ranked across 30 metrics, including unemployment rates, mental health, commute times, divorce rates, income, jobs, kind of everything.
Gotcha. So quality of life, basically, here in these United States of America. Well, you know, when you said that, of course, the first thing I thought, and I'm not guessing this, was our lovely state of California. But if you're talking commute times, I had someone bitching on my Facebook about, oh, I had to drive 20 minutes to work today. And I showed them the picture on the 405. I used to take 2 hours one way.
Yeah, I had to get off the 405 today because it was stopped.
Oh, my God. Right?
Sons
of
bitches.
Don't just be bitching about 20 minutes in the car.
You're lucky.
Oh, my God.
All right. So top 10 happiest states in the United States.
These are rough because I the first one I think of, I think it has to be. But then if I hear that buzzer, then my spirits are crushed.
Yeah, I know. That's how it works.
How can you not be super happy? Although at the moment, maybe not so much. But in Hawaii. Hawaii is going to be the best place in the world to live. Yes.
Correct.
Woo-hoo! I am on my way to my buck.
You need to get 4 of them. You get 6 guesses. Hawaii is number 2.
Number 2. Nice.
Its emotional and physical well-being was ranked highest of any other state.
Damn. That's nice.
So you are correct.
I'm going to guess because Allie is so happy having moved from Los Angeles to Maine. And I always thought that would be a cool place to be. Stephen King seems happy up there.
That is true.
Maine.
Also.
Here we go. Here we go.
No, you got one already.
Yeah. One American dollar, by the way, is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. He says trying to stall Washington State. Seems like
Washington
nice place.
State would be incorrect.
Screw it. I'm going to say California. We're the best state in the world.
California.
Yes.
Is
what
number
about
7.
The commute time? Damn it.
It's only one of 30 metrics.
All right. Well, then you got a lot of beaches there by Florida, I suppose, even though everybody's insane and naked all the time. I'm going to say Florida.
Okay. Hold on.
I mean, you retire there. You got to be pretty happy.
I have to look at my list.
Sure.
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
You got 3 of them. You have one more guess. It has to be correct.
Minnesota. People love Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yes.
I would have never guessed Minnesota.
I only know because people that live there, friends of mine from, are just, oh my God, they're head over heels about Minnesota.
Huh.
They're always so happy. Literally just, I love life. Life is wonderful. Yeah, whatever.
Here's the list. The 10 happiest
states.
I'm amazed
I got this.
Number 10 is Nebraska.
Okay.
Well, when you think happy, you think sluggo. Number 9 is Idaho.
Utah. man.
Had the second best community and environment ranking.
Huh, in Utah.
All these things.
All right.
Florida. Has Florida's rate of adult depression was the second lowest.
Yeah, because they're all drugged out drugs. And insane and from the heat and humidity.
California is number seven.
It's number one, man. It's number one.
Number six is Connecticut.
I don't know anything about that state.
Number five, shockingly, is New Jersey.
Jersey.
Ranked third in emotional and physical well-being with the lowest suicide rate and the third lowest divorce rate.
That's very, you know, they do stick together. And I got to say, I know quite a few, having lived on the East Coast for 5 minutes, I know quite a few people from Jersey, and they are happy.
Huh.
They truly are.
I would have never guessed New Jersey in this list.
Neither would I, but now that you say it, I kind of
Number four is Minnesota. Number three is Maryland.
I don't know anything about Maryland.
Number two is Hawaii. You got that one.
What's number one?
Number one is...
Happiest state in the union.
Give you another dollar if you can guess number one next.
Texas. Damn it, I would add another dollar.
It is Utah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Huh.
Both
Utah.
It's ranked number one in work environment and community environment and the highest volunteer rate and the lowest divorce rate because they just take on more wives.
I don't think they're allowed to be sad there. It's against the law, actually.
That's true.
No hangovers either.
Brother Mike is here.
Hang on, man.
Happy Rocktember, everybody.
How are you, man?
It is good to be here.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah, getting the let out. Actually, it's coming up next, right?
Yes.
Wait, I just gave away the secret that you're playing Led Zeppelin on KLOS.
This is
sorry.
So unexpected.
Fresh new music. Good. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Always happy to talk TV with you. Talking strike. When's it going to end? That's the question everybody wants to know.
How's things at Variety, by the way? What's going on over there?
We'd all like to know when the strike's going to end. I mean, that's the million-dollar question. A couple weeks ago, it felt really optimistic, and no, people are feels like they're further apart than ever. I mean, it's a little this weird civil war going on in this industry right now, and it's I don't know what it's going to take, but it is mid-September. And these strikes are still going on.
Civil war. That's a really good way of putting it because it just,
it's dark. I know.
But it's very true.
But it kind of feels like it now. It's the tensions are high. Emotions are high. Everyone's sort of walking on eggshells a little bit. Optics are important. And you just kind of have to be careful right now.
Yep.
That is true.
And some people are not being so careful. They're just kind of plowing ahead like, this will be fine. I'm going to do this.
Yes.
And it doesn't really take too well.
Yeah, no, you have to be mindful of your actions do have consequences.
Yeah.
And you have to be prepared to answer to your actions.
Are we talking about Drew Barry?
I know. Are we going to be any more
tiptoe through the tulips? I love her, too. And so it's just like, what are you doing?
I know. It's tough. There are things that maybe could have been done differently.
Right.
How about that for political?
There you go. Perfect.
Well done. You're learning.
Yes.
So what's the biggest problem that they have
with the strike and everything right now coming to the table? And
if you had to pick a number one item.
Yeah, it's hard to say because there's not one thing.
Right.
I mean, everyone is still far apart on AI, for example. Although I still do think that's something that could be resolved if people just sat down and said, you know what? We want to make sure that people are properly recognized and compensated and credited for their work. And I think there's a medium ground somewhere.
There is easily on that one.
Yeah, they just haven't sat down to actually talk about it. And actually, that's the thing probably that we need to talk about the most is that there hasn't been much negotiating over the past couple of months.
Why? Why is that? What's
they all
going
need
on?
To sit down. Yeah. It seems like emotions are still very high and there's just not an opportunity for people to sit down and really just spend the time. And it may take a couple of weeks for people to sit down
but
and really hammer it out.
Why haven't they been talking for a couple of weeks?
I mean, your guess is as good as mine, but I think it's because
pressure?
Just emotions are high and because there hasn't been this open for both sides. And they did a couple weeks ago. They did sit down. They had some negotiations. They went back and forth and it kind of just didn't go anywhere. But that's where we had some hope that maybe we were moving somewhere. So the next step is there hasn't been any negotiation between SAG-AFTRA and the producers. And when is that going behind a startup. Because,
that's odd to me.
Yeah. I mean, clearly nothing's going to happen until people are sitting around a table and going, nope, yes, no, yes, no.
Yeah,
no.
And I think because the WGA has been out longer, the thought was, why don't we negotiate here first? But, you know, if they have reached a stalemate, maybe they will switch and start doing a SAG-AFTRA AMPTP negotiation. So we'll see if that happens in the coming days or weeks.
I mean, hopefully it's not coming down to people aren't able to pay their rent is what it's, you know, and waiting that out and getting to that point. And you know, you don't make much money in this business, in that business, you know.
Yeah.
So that safety net is small.
We're already at a really rough point. And,
yeah.
And you've seen a lot of folks who are taking money out of their retirement funds now. And it's getting rough for everyone out there.
I can't imagine that if like stupid stuff that Kevin and I have said on the radio was used over and over and over again in streaming and we didn't get any money for it, we wouldn't sit around and go, hey, that's fine. That's cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, of course you need to be compensated for your work originally.
Well, I don't know about
how much it's used.
I don't know about you two.
Well, no, let's not talk about that.
Nobody cares about our stuff.
Let's look at the bigger point that he's making that doesn't involve us.
Right. No, exactly. And so there's the, you know, I think the bottom line is, you know, these contracts, they're still relics of a different age, a pre-streaming age. You know, these contracts really were built in the 70s.
Yeah.
It was a very different era.
Very.
And they're trying to add on to contracts that just don't work in this modern age.
Right.
And they're going to really have to tear this down. I don't know if you can do that now. They're going to have to come to a deal now and then really sit down and say, okay, what are we doing here?
You because think there might be an interim deal to get people back to work?
I mean, you never know, but I think it's going to take a lot of work to really reflect what the business looks like now and that people are properly compensated for how residuals should work now in a streaming age. Because residuals obviously were never set up for a streaming age.
Right.
It was for a syndication age where people got money when you sold a show into syndication and then suddenly, you know, it was on 5 days a week and local TV stations were paying a ton of money for these shows. They're not doing that anymore. And streamers aren't paying that same kind of money. They're paying money, but it's not the same, and
right.
People aren't watching shows the same. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a mess, guys.
It does seem like everything's different, and that's a given before we started the strike.
Right, right. This is probably something that should have been discussed for years beforehand. But, you know, by the way, we were just coming out of a pandemic as well.
Yeah.
This has been a rough couple of years, and so everyone's had sort of to pivot on different things.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah.
He is all about television now, but Brett and Mike used to be in radio. I'm going to throw on a Led Zeppelin song. You wanna intro it to the
universe? Yeah, let's get the lead out. All my love. Throw out the door.
Brett and Mike on KLOS!
We have Michael Snyder here from Variety. We are talking about television, which there is not a lot of new stuff.
Not a ton. I mean, there's some, but it's definitely the cupboard's a little more bare than usual. A lot of reality, by the way.
Reality shows. Yeah, that's what they always go to because they're cheaper to produce, right? And they don't use writers.
Exactly. So you have things like The Golden Bachelor. So it's a 71-year-old bachelor.
I want to see a 91-year-old bachelor.
I would watch that. Yeah.
The super golden bachelor.
The dead bachelor.
So you have things like that coming. You do have a handful of new scripted shows coming. You have Dan Harmon's new animated show, Crapopolis, coming to Fox. But
nice.
That's been in the works for a while. You have the spinoff of The Boys, Gen V, coming to Amazon
Derek.
Prime Video.
Right on.
You have the fall of the House of Usher coming to Netflix. That thing, I think, is gonna make some noise. It is there's some gruesome moments on that show.
Nice.
So, and then I'm actually kind of excited for the return of Frasier, the new Frasier. I've seen a couple episodes. It's a brand new Frasier. He's moved back to Boston. He's now going to be a professor. He surrounded the Frasier's son, Daphne and Niles' son, lives nearby. And it's if you like the original Frasier, it's a lot of the same writers, a lot of the same people who were involved in the original. So.
It's a strange time to bring that back.
Yeah, you know, they've been trying to bring it back for years.
Oh.
And finally, Kelsey Grammer said, I like money. And it's going to be on Paramount Plus starting October 12th.
He has shown up on so many shows, 30 Rock and all sorts of different things, and he's always hilarious, always so funny. He's just, you know.
He's great.
What and he brings is always
doesn't
great.
Miss a step.
Nope.
It's you know, you know Frasier, you know exactly what he's going to do, so you watch that first episode, and it just feels good.
Nice.
In a world that's so uncertain right now, it's kind of nice to have Frasier back in your life.
Makes sense.
He's our security blanket.
Yeah. Just like Kim Kardashian, who is coming to television.
You know, I was
going to
say Bob Newhart, but okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What?
You know,
that's a transition, kids.
Yes. Well done.
American Horror Story Delicate comes to FX on September 20th. This is the one that Kim Kardashian is on.
This makes me absolutely not want to watch it.
Yeah,
I like that series.
I kind of have to agree, me too.
And I love Lady Gaga. Angry, because honestly, this just makes me angry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, cartoon hate now for this?
Yeah.
So,
whatever.
We'll see how that goes.
Maybe it'll be good. Yeah. Maybe she'll redeem herself finally.
I know we hate talking about reality taking over the airways, but I am excited that we're going to get 90 Minute Survivors and The Amazing Race this fall. Those are two shows hold up after all these years, and to finally get supersized episodes of that. Okay, I get it. You know, you should do that regardless of if there's a strike or not. Just
sure.
Do that.
Yeah, as long as it's so loved, why not?
Yeah, don't put some crappy show, sandwich it in between. Just give me 90 minutes of the good stuff.
Makes sense, yeah.
So we got that coming back. We got Loki coming back on October 6th.
Can't wait. I'm going to watch the whole series last time.
I don't think I ever saw season one.
It's so good. It's so weird.
It is so weird.
Way out there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you just kind of maybe don't know what the comic books say, or you don't know everything, but it doesn't matter.
No,
just
it doesn't
sit
matter.
Back.
It's very entertaining.
And just enjoy it. It's it looks
a little
fantastic
dark, which
too.
Is nice, which is always my favorite kind.
Sure,
of.
But Tom Hiddleston is great.
Yep.
And then October 13, coming back to Starz, season 2 is a little show called Shining Veil. Kevin, have you heard of this one?
I'm not, but it sounds great.
What a perfect day to start, too. Friday the 13th of October.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Whoever I will say, even if my fiance wasn't on it. It's a great show.
It is.
It's really scary and
dark
funny.
As hell.
Very dark.
Very dark, which is my favorite.
And
love it.
Season 1 is already out there, so you can go look at it. And then October 13th, season 2.
Now, Kevin, what are you going to do? Because it comes back that day, but the Taylor Swift movie is coming to the theaters that day as well.
You know I have to choose my sweet Tay-Tay.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard you say in 40 years, man.
My old partner Bean used to say that all the time, and I hated him for it.
I think we need a drop of you saying that.
Nope.
We got it.
I think I may actually let them know that there is a clip they need to take and put on their little podcast.
We've got it. I'll send it to you.
Nope.
Love it. My work here is done.
Thank you, Michael. We appreciate
thanks,
it.
Dude.
Anytime.
Where can everybody find you on social?
Variety.com, but then also at Franklin Avenue.
Nice.
On X? What the hell is X?
We call it Twitter.
No, it's Twitter.
Thank you.
Only Twitter.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about porn.
But that's unusual for us.
It seems
that's
to
weird.
Happen around people. It did, especially in the 80s, a lot more than it does now.
Yeah, it was a lot easier to truck the equipment around and start filming, and then suddenly you'd realize, hey, they're doing a porn over there.
Neighbors,
I
office,
need to get involved.
Wherever it might be. You have a story?
So, yeah, I was living in Encino, the poor part, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all this sudden activity was happening a couple doors down. And my next-door neighbor was like, do you know what's going on? I'm like, no, I haven't. But we were like, we have a feeling you know what's going on. So
right.
As it happens, she would call the police to try and get him to come because we figured out what was going on, obviously. You know, we knew what was going on. And I guess they had a scanner or something because the minute the call went in, they packed up and left.
Ha! Wow.
No kidding.
Wow.
No kidding. Huh. No kidding. But
that's
then they
pretty
would come
smart.
Back the next day,
sure.
Do whatever, you know, and it was kind of like a cat and mouse game. And then at the end of the day, like when they were done doing whatever they were, you know, filming, all of a sudden all these mattresses ended up on the sidewalk. Like on the. It was disgusting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why you never grab a mattress off the street.
Correct, yes.
Right on, man. Perfect story. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, what if I just filmed one the other night?
Nope.
Nope, thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so in my group of friends, we found out that one of the ladies in our group of friends was a porn actress.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was searching and searching and searching. Well, not everybody. A couple of guys were searching and searching. and then someone finally found her Pornhub, and, you know.
It is a good excuse to have to go through an awful lot of porn to see if you happen to find the one that person you know,
right?
Anyway.
I'm doing research.
Well, she used that to get a free room and board, well, not board, but free rent at one of the guy's houses for a while.
I mean, that works.
You know, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Porn was happening around you.
You know, people record all their music at home these days.
Yep.
He was early. He actually did it, Steve Miller. A lot of his stuff at
Is
his house.
Right?
Yeah, he took all his 8-tracks and 16-tracks and whatever and mixed and everything at home.
He didn't have computers
back
like
in the 70s. Like no, yeah, exactly.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about porn happening where you are. You have a story?
Yeah. Yeah, I worked for a medical company about 20 years ago, and we had a service center out in Chatsworth.
Yep.
And I noticed all my guys that were working in the service center would disappear at a certain time every night. Well, apparently there was a porn studio just across the way in this little, you know, industrial complex, and they would do their porn on VHS tapes.
Sure.
And if they didn't like the tape, they'd just toss it. So they'd toss a whole, you know, bunch of boxes of it in the garbage can.
So they're a bunch of tossers, is what you're saying.
And my guys would be running out there.
Your guys would
my
run
guys
out
were
there.
Running out there bringing boxes of this stuff back.
Oh, that's funny. I thought you were going to say they were putting them in the movies. They were just grabbing the freebies.
They were grabbing the freebies.
That's funny.
But there was no women that worked at our service center, so... Next thing you know, they're ordering pizza and beer at the end of their shift.
Wow.
Putting them into the VCRs at work.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think I had a viewing party like that since I was like 14 or something. That seems...
Well, the company finally found out about
sure.
it. And
a memo is being sent out.
Our department moved about 30 days later.
That's funny. That's awesome. Right on, man. Thank you, dude. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, back when I was in college, going to Cal Poly,
yep.
I was living in a condo in Glendora in the 80s, and there was this guy that lived at our complex. There was, like, a community pool there. He goes down to the pool, and apparently he was some kind of, like, porno director or writer or something, and he took his script down there.
Which was basically just, she says, oh, 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 and he says, come on, baby. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, he goes to sleep, and the wind kicks up and blows, like, all the papers
nice.
All over the pool area.
Nice.
That's awesome.
People were picking him up, and it created quite the drama at the condo place. But
and everybody knew who it was, right?
Oh, yeah. They woke him up, and he's, like, trying to go around gathering up all the pages.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is hilarious.
He ended up moving out shortly after.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is pretty great.
That's awesome. Well, it's so much better now that you don't have to print that stuff. It just stays on your computer.
I know, right?
Yeah. Also, there's no scripts.
That's true. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi there. We're talking about porn happening around you.
Yeah, I've been around some porn sites, and you want to hear about it?
No.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Porn was happening in person.
Like, generally,
you.
You're like, you know, working at a fast food place
right.
and you find out that at night they are filming porn.
Good
and that's
example.
Kind of what we're talking about.
Right, that's what we're talking about.
But thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Talk to us about porn that was happening around you.
All right. So I used to work at an apartment complex as a maintenance tech, and two of our residents that lived together were in the porn industry. And they needed servicing.
Define servicing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not the servicing that would go great with the story.
Mm.
But
that's my favorite kind of servicing. That's a shame. Right?
I was in the kitchen, and they were talking about filming all day.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
Basically everything that happens on set.
Shop talk.
And that they were upset because they couldn't find a decent guy that would just take control of them in their regular life.
Huh. Really?
And
you said...
So, you said, excuse me.
I did nothing. I was hiding behind the kitchen cabinets just listening.
You're like going, I could step up and... I'm just not going to do anything.
You were hiding right. behind the kitchen cabinet. It's hilarious.
That's beautiful.
Well done.
Well, that's life in general, isn't it? This is sort of the way it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
You
pretty
find much. Porn stars or... looking for some fun.
Right.
Good times, real yeah. man. And you ain't
I had to Pornhub them later that night, and several times after.
Give me five.
This is our little jingle for this feature.
Yep.
And it's the studio version. Have you ever heard the live version?
I just heard it. It's awful.
How dare you?
Let's do songs that most people, or at least you, consider the live version the best version of that song.
Oh, as opposed to the studio version.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you like songs even that you're probably not even familiar with the studio version. There's a lot
it
of
could
those.
Be, yeah.
It's sort of weird. 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
First thing that leaps to my mind is this one from Wings. Have you even heard the studio version of it?
I don't think so.
That's good, but... definitely like the live version better.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great, thank you. Live version is better than the studio version.
I have always preferred Pat Travers' Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights live to the studio.
I 100% agree.
Agreed.
Absolutely. Good choice.
All right, thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
What's happening, Kevin and Sluggo?
We are doing Gimme Five. The live version is better than the studio version.
Who are you and what do you got for us?
This is Art from Covina. I want you... to want me, Cheap Trick.
I want you to, you know, let's let them do it. Holy cow, does that take me back to the summer of 1976?
Right?
Hanging out at the pool at the trailer park I lived in. Playing in the hot sun. Damn.
Sounds sexy.
It was great. It was good times. That was a great idea. Who came up with this idea? Is live songs better than the studio version?
My fiance, Maren.
Oh, nicely done, mm-hmm. Maren. Very, very cool. I think we have time for one more.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo, how you guys doing?
Good, we are doing great. You?
Good, I'm doing great. Hey, I need some fuel, some Metallica fuel.
Elmo should take some of the few dollars he has left, buy that song from you too, and use it on Twitter. I will follow.
We have $6,000.
Yeah, sometime between now and 6. We want you to call.
We also have People Are Dumb.
Yeah, that's true, too.
People are dumb.
Yeah, baby.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
This headline has everything. Like a wrecking ball, Kootenay, British Columbia, woman arrested after twerking at a Mountie.
That was amazing. Would you read that again? This club has everything.
Like a wrecking ball, Kootenay, British Columbia woman arrested after twerking at a Mountie.
Like a Canadian Mountie?
Yep.
Hot.
A Kootenay woman. I don't know where that is,
sure,
but British Columbia.
Yeah, yeah.
Spent the night in a police cell after twerking at an officer trying to get in his car.
At him. Just mm-hmm. was just like, hey, yep. Baby, check out my butt.
He was called to a store because the woman was causing a disturbance and they asked her to leave and she wouldn't leave.
No, I got some twerking to do here in aisle 3.
So then the Mountie showed up and asked the woman to leave and she left the store but not the area.
Get out, eh?
And then, yeah, right. And then he went back to get into his car and she was standing in front of the door and she wouldn't let him in.
That's
and he
very...
was like, you have to right. move, eh?
Yeah. And in Canada, they're going to be as nice as possible. She probably twerked for 20 minutes before
right.
he finally shut it down.
So she turned around and started twerking on him and yelling obscenities at him.
Ah, which up there is like, oh, heck. Oh, darn. Golly gee. I love Canada.
When the officer attempted to return to his police vehicle, she blocked his path and began twerking and yelling obscenities at him. Hmm. The woman was arrested for breach of peace and public intoxication.
And impersonating Miley Cyrus.
And was put in jail until she got sober. He said she came into this incident like a wrecking ball.
That's just unacceptable.
You don't want to twerk like a wrecking ball. It's just common knowledge.
That's how
right?
I twerk.
That's how I
Things
live my life.
Things get knocked off the tables. The cat goes running.
Right? We have your chance to win $5,800.
Wow.
With the KLOS name game, we'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the name game and hopefully win that money. Good luck.
Kevin, limber up your check writing hand. I think we might give away some cash right now. Finally.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Who is this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, you're caller 25.
Yeah!
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
So finally, all that time you wasted in the arcade might pay off. What do you think it is? The last couple of guesses were, wow, what does that say? I can't read Marcy's writing. Pole position and something dragon. Jeez. Oh, I guess it was Stu.
You know, listening to all the guesses.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to throw it out there with, I remember that, like, boxing game. I think it was Punch Out or Knockout.
We need one or the other. You got to name it.
Okay.
You know what?
Say, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, look on your phone really quick.
Yeah, we got time.
Okay. We got a second here.
Okay.
Or two.
Okay. Punch Out. Arcade game. Punch Out.
I feel like we're giving him an unfair advantage.
Are we? Just, you know, you got to come up with a name. He hasn't given us an answer yet. We will be running out of time soon, though, sir.
Okay.
Okay, we need an answer.
Here we go.
Okay.
Punch Out. That's my final answer.
Punch Out. Final. That wasn't it. Right on, man. But at least you came up with the proper name of a game. Thanks for playing. And sometime between four and five.
$5,900. We have $5,900. If you want to play the KLOS name game, be caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name game.
The name game.
To sing it after
you do.
A while.
You can't help it.
Nope.
KLOS, who's this?
Marco, how you guys doing?
We are good. You're caller 25, Marco.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
That means you get to play our little game.
I'm good to go.
All nice. Right, this is for $5,900. It's the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
And the last couple of guesses were Ryan's Punch-Out and Trevor's Double Dragon, both of which were incorrect. What do you think it is for $5,900?
I'm going with air hockey.
Air hockey?
You're saying air hockey?
The table thing.
Yes, sir.
I like that guess. Is that right?
Oh, it's incorrect.
Not correct. Oh. I was actually pretty good at that. Remember smashing your fingers in those damn things?
Oh, of course. That hurt like crazy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, Marco, thanks for playing. Next hour, it's going to be worth $6,000. Will you try again?
Hell yeah. Well, I need a V-Goat motor.
Good luck.
That, yeah.
It is time to play the KLOS name game. It's up to $6,000.
Damn.
818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
Money, money, free money. Come get your free money.
The name game.
Boss name. Boss game. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Brent.
Brent, you're caller 25.
Awesome.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. It's up to $6,000. We are looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
And the last couple guesses were the air hockey tables they had there and Punch Out. Those were incorrect. What do you think it is?
How about Berserk?
Berserk.
Berserk. I like that game.
It was a horror movie from the 70s, too, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Damn.
All right, well, thank
you for trying.
For giving me a shot.
You bet, man. Right. That means the total is now up to $6,100. Did you guys know J.J. Jackson from MTV, one of the original five VJs, remember him?
Right, yeah.
He was the music director here at KLOS back in the day and is credited as being the first person to play Led Zeppelin on KLOS.
Is that right?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, he brought him in and said, you know, we should be playing this stuff. It's good stuff. So.
R.I.P. J.J. Jackson.
Yeah, no, one of the best, man. He was such a great dude.
This Day in Rock 1965, The Who record My Generation.
By any chance, do you remember Bob Dylan's TV special Hard Rain? It aired on This Day in Rock in 1976. Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for the Beatles' Getting Better, one of my favorite songs of theirs, sold at auction on This Day in Rock in 1995 for $249,000.